Hi, friends. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I get the privilege of praying you through the Bible verse by verse. We're finishing or making our way through the book of Proverbs because in 2022, we need wisdom. I know that I totally do need wisdom, and I'm so grateful for the wisdom that God provides. Whenever I'm lacking it, I go right back to Proverbs, and I read it all the time because there's just so much to glean there. So I hope that this series, this part of the book of Proverbs has been really encouraging to you and also just super practical. All right, so today we're in Proverbs 21, verses 17 through 31 in the World English Bible. This is what it says. He who loves pleasure will be a poor man. He who loves wine and oil won't be rich. The wicked is a ransom for the righteous, the treacherous for the upright. It is better to dwell in a desert land than with a contentious and fretful woman. There is precious treasure and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man swallows it up. He who follows after righteousness and kindness finds life, righteousness, and honor. A wise man scales the city of the mighty and brings down the strength of its confidence. Whoever guards his mouth and his tongue keeps his soul from troubles. The proud and arrogant man, scoffer is his name. He works in the arrogance of pride. The desire of the sluggard kills him, for his hands refuse to labor. There are those who covet greedily all day long, but the righteous give and don't withhold. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination. How much more when he brings it with a wicked mind? A false witness will perish. A man who listens speaks to eternity. A wicked man hardens his face, but as for the upright, he establishes his ways. There is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against Yahweh. The horse is prepared for the day of battle, but victory is with Yahweh. Mind if I pray for you? Oh Lord, some of us need victory today. So I pray for my friend listening today who is feeling depressed and sad and broken and confused and worried. Lord, would you be the lifter of their head today? Would you lift them from the miry clay, set their feet upon a rock, making their footsteps firm? Lord, I pray that they would become an example of the greatness and the goodness of you, the kindness of you. Lord, I pray that you would help them to know that even when things look bad, that victory always belongs in you, and that inevitably in the new heavens and in the new earth, all those tears are going to be wiped away. But Lord, sometimes in the middle of all these tears and all this crying, we just need to know you're with us and you're walking alongside us and you love us. And so would you share with my friend today, just show them in a them-shaped way, really uniquely, that you see them and you love them. Lord, I don't want to be a sluggard, and I'm probably the most opposite of a sluggard that there ever could be, but I pray that you would help me and all of us to be industrious today. We don't want to be ones whose hands refuse to labor. And Lord, as I look at verse 26, there are those who covet greedily all day long, but the righteous give and don't withhold. That's what I want for my life. I don't want to look at what other people have and long for it myself. And I know that when I've done that, and I've done it far too many times to admit, although I will admit it, Lord, it's just not a very joyful, victorious way to live, to see our lack. Instead, Lord, help us to start listing your greatness and your kindness toward us, to list the gifts that you've given us, but mostly just your presence, to thank you for who you are. And because of your generosity to us, your generosity of spirit, your generosity of life and breath, we now can turn around and be generous with others. Help us not to be stingy and holding everything to ourselves. Just as a cistern holds water and it stagnates, we don't want to be a cistern. We want to be a well of water. We want to be a spring of water where water comes in and then we just give it right back out. And there's just fresh water all the time. We want the fresh wind of your spirit. We want the fresh anointing of your Holy Spirit on our lives. We want to know your presence. We don't want to settle for the status quo of just like going through the motions of our Christianity. Instead, we want to be revitalized by your Holy Spirit. Help us to listen to the words of the Spirit spoken and sung over us today. Help us to rest in the fact that you are for us, not against us. Help us to forgive our enemies. Help us to work hard and work diligently, knowing that you will give us the reward of our hands. And Lord, thank you that it's never for nothing. I think there's someone out there today that needs to hear that. It's never for nothing. You will take what little that we give and you make it magnificent because you are magnificent. Help us to rest in that today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. We're starting our fifth year today. I'm super excited about that. If you want to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's a bunch of different levels to support the podcast at. At $10, you'll get a free painting, $25, a secret podcast that nobody knows about, that I talk about the things that God's been teaching me. And at $100, I'll add you to my I don't know the right way to say it, but it's like the people who pray for my ministry. And I've had this prayer list since 2004, and it's such a place of encouragement and mutual encouragement. So anyway, thanks so much for listening to the show, and I hope that today is a day of victory.